Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yeah, my name is Victoria Williams. And at 2-something this morning, I got a charge for $64.97 or 98 cents or whatever that I never authorized. And I would like to have it taken off.
All right, let me get the account pulled up first so we can make sure this is something that you didn't sign up for. What's your zip code?
45322.
Okay. First and last name?
Victoria Williams.
And verify your address for security purposes.
505 North Main Street, Inglewood, Ohio, 45322.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here with your information matching. Did you sign up for a smart fitness tracker?
That I did. I will admit to that, but nowhere on that was there anything about signing up 45 days later to your whatever else that you're charging me for $64 for.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, it's not 45. Actually, it's a 14-day free trial. Looks like they just kept trying.
45 days, so there we go.
Yeah, that's because they kept trying to bill you and your charges were declining. So I'm assuming whenever you became available, yeah, that's when they took it out your account. But that's why you got billed. You have to call in to cancel if you don't want to pay full price. This is not a one-time offer. Well, it's on there, ma'am. That's what you agreed to. So would you like
to
get this canceled out?
I'm canceling. I don't want that. I don't want $64 out of my event.
All right. Would you like to continue receiving the product at a 35% discount every 30 days?
No.
Would you like to continue
anything.
At a 50% discount every 60 days?
No.
All right. And would you like to continue at a 75% discount every 30 days?
I absolutely don't want anything.
All right. Give me 1 second. Like I said, I'll get this canceled out from future. Like I tell people, when you see these ads and they say pay for shipping, that's just to sell it to you. Once you agree to that, you have to scroll down
then
read the terms and conditions.
Well, I honestly did, and I saw nothing.
So you're telling me that you read terms and conditions, and you didn't know you needed to call in to cancel.
I thought I did. I'll be absolutely honest, because I saw nothing on this, and if it is, it's in real itty-bitty letters that no one can read.
I'm just saying, you read that.
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't, there was nothing obvious, I'm sorry. I just don't agree with this kind of programming. Okay.
I'm sorry about that, but give me 1 second, I will get you canceled out.
Okay.
That will cancel you out from any future or any other, so that they won't bill you or ship you anything else. Like I said, you have to be careful. The information is on there. People call in all the time to cancel
due
to reading it.
Okay.
All right, so check your email. You should have your cancellation that shows that you have been canceled out for future.
Okay. All right. So this charge won't go through on my card then.
That charge has already went through. This is for future. That means they won't bill you for anything else.
Are you telling me you're charging me for $65?
That is for the smart fitness tracker. That is correct.
You got to be
kidding
me.
Your trial has expired. Yes, and you don't call in to cancel. You have to pay full price. This is not a one-time offer. Well, I do apologize, but you read that you knew because that's what you agreed to when you pay the shipping.
You got to be kidding me. Just what I need is to pay for something that was supposed to be some kind of a free deal except for sharp shipping. And you
that's
do this
just
kind
the
of
ad
crap.
To sell it to you.
Well,
that's
bullshit. And you know that's bullshit.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.